If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879.
Rocking with you on a Tuesday night. Right here on the grid. A lot going on. We have late night NHL. We have the second half of these MAC games on a Tuesday night, a little MAC-tion. Some good games going on, too. We have new college football playoff rankings, which we have to dive into. And we have some futures to look at in both college football and the NFL. So as we start steamrolling towards this week's games, and it's Tuesday, which means it's a Rick Haro Tuesday, of course, here on Carver and Lisi. So a lot to do. Mike Carver with you along with the encyclopedia of college football that is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Carter. Maction's got me mesmerized here. Akron,
you have got to be kidding me here. Sorry, Joe.
They ate at the Barley House at halftime. They're pumping iron here. Joe Moorhead and the Zips making a run down 10.
Yeah. They are making a run. Zips have played well
tonight. I think they have the ball back, too. Would he kick an onside kick?
Possibly. I've got the I know they're about to start the second half. The only game of interest for me is this Toledo Ball State game.
Are we jumping in on that? Toledo, you want to take the Rockets minus 6.5?
I'm already in on them. So I actually have a couple of things working there, but most importantly, the Ball State team total over 19.5.
The Ball State team total.
Right.
Over. So you need a touchdown.
I need a touchdown.
This was an 11.5 point spread.
It was.
It looks like Ohio, Miami O's trending to that's going to be an under. I'm jumping in. You know what? I think the Zips win it. I haven't bet the Zips since they can Terry, but I'm in. Plus the 9.5 at halftime. Here we go.
Zips plus the 9.5. Well, they're in the early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, early in the third. Oh, fourth.
Okay.
It says fourth quarter here.
I don't have the game on in front of me. It's halftime. The only game that's at the half is the Ball State Toledo game. The other two games are very, very early in the fourth quarter.
I'm gonna lay it with Toledo. I said I like them minus the 11.
So go ahead and do that.
I just did that. Touchdown, Zips! Are they in? I'm watching highlights.
Jeez. Replay-itis here. Replay-itis for Joe.
I just turned it on. The kid was in the end zone.
So 31-21, Eastern Michigan leads the Zips. 24-14, Ohio leaves Miami of Ohio. And 14-all between Ball State and Toledo is what we have going on there. In the hockey, just an awful call just now. They took a Tampa goal off the board, which is not good for me, Joe, because I have Tampa in a in a parlay tonight over 2.5 goals, and that would have been their third goal. And I got that working with like a couple of other things that are already in the barn, including some of those team totals for the Toledo game.
What's he doing? No, he's
who's
not.
That? What's
Joe
that?
Moorhead? Look at Joe Moorhead, 4th and 14. He ran a draw. The kid's loose. Touchdown. The kid boasted out of a cannon.
Wow.
On a fourth down. On a 4th and 14, I don't know if the graphic was wrong, because they showed on a fourth down.
Graphic was wrong. What are you doing to me here,
Carver? Let me tell you. Well, they lined up. Okay. They show 4th and 14. He runs a draw. The kid busts it for 60 yards. I go, what is he doing on 4th and 14? Busted him right up the gut. He got shot out of a cannon. Kid's about 6'11". This guy.
Well, they got it locked right now. So is it a touchdown or not?
Yeah, 31-27.
Yeah, they got touchdown here.
And I jumped in. Good. I jumped in on not only Toledo, but I took the 54 and a hook. Over.
54 and a hook, 28 on the board.
No good?
24, 26. Yeah, I mean, I would like to one of these games to be crazy. Ohio just scored again,
this
too.
This Akron game is crazy. 31-27. We got a whole quarter left.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lifetime left in that game. You're right. Yeah. Both those teams could get in the 40s, depending on what goes on.
The kid Wiley got shot out of a cam. I'm telling you, he got buzzed. Bam! Now, you want to talk about a program hitting the skids after my friend left?
Well, I mean, let's be fair here, Joe. I mean, the program has never really been good. I mean, I know Terry was there for a couple years.
No, wait a second. I know it's not been elite, but he did get them to 8-5 back in 2016. And their first bowl win and their first 8-win season. And the last year that he got canned, he beat Pat Fitzgerald in Northwestern.
You know, historically, nobody wins at Akron. No, it's nothing against Terry. We're not trying to personally attack Terry. Nobody wins at Akron. It's a very tough place to win. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're getting rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
You know, I like teachers. If you do something wrong, they make you do it over again.
And Joe Lisi.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. I need a goal here from the Lightning, Joe, here in the final 3.5 minutes. They had a goal, and the refs took it off the board. Yeah, it's an awful call.
How did he take a goal off the board? It didn't cross the crease.
Edmonton challenged. I actually couldn't hear it. There was actually two things that they could have took the goal back for. One was he looked like he was offside. One of those offsides 1.5 minutes before the goal actually was scored. And they go and take it off the board. Or it looked like maybe the puck didn't cross the line. He just had an open net, this loser, and he missed it. So hopefully, Joe, we can find a goal here in the last 3 minutes from the Lightning. I need them a team total over 2.5.
All right, we'll ruin it. How about this Vanacek for the Devils? 33 saves. The kid, they step up again, 10-3.
Check. Devils are playing well, and the Islanders are playing well. They beat the Rangers tonight, down 2 goals in the third. Back-to-back nights, Joe. Islanders down 2 goals in the third period. Come back to win. Last night they did it to Calgary. Tonight they did it to the Rangers at the Garden.
How about these
and
the Islanders, nights, though?
And when you look at the standings tomorrow morning, Joe, the Islanders and the Devils are the two teams at the top of that division.
Well, it's
Islanders
good to have the tri-state area back on top in the East.
Isn't yeah, the way it certainly it is. Right? Yes, and Rangers would be on the outside looking in right now.
So how about the Vegas Knights, though? I love, circa two years ago, they're back to their rare form now.
I was saying to you already, and a couple of other hockey people that I talk to all the time, The Knights are their skaters are healthy, and their roster is very good. I know the goaltending, the big names are gone. They have two kids that are playing, and they're getting the job done. But if Vegas stays healthy, this is what they're capable of. They're capable of being this good, and they're showing it right now, that's for sure.
You know why?
Why, Joe?
Because the wingers. They got good wingers.
They got good wingers.
Wingers that could fly, baby.
Wingers that could fly.
I just want to say, before you go to the next segment, I'm grateful. Thank you for including me. Like I spoke to you and a couple of the other hockey guys, so obviously I'm in that.
Well, category. I mean, I talked to you on the show. You know, I talked to you here.
All right. I thought you were
That's what I meant by that is that I talked to you here. I can't believe this guy just missed this open net. I just cannot believe it. All right, Joe. How about Artie and Ron Konkema to get us going on a Tuesday night before
Artie.
We talk to Haro? Artie, what are you on the train home from the Garden? How about that win tonight, Artie?
Oh my God! Listen, Joe. Get off the Knights bandwagon. I'm swinging around with the Jeep. Get in. We're cashing the ticket, bro. We're cashing the ticket. +145 in my house. The New York Islanders. Lane Lambert's New York Islanders. Come in there and do what they do every single friggin' year. 17 for their last 22 at MSG. 7 at their last 9. These are all wins, Joe. Wins. W-I-N-S. It's worth 2 points in the National Hockey League. And the Islanders keep taking them and taking them and taking them from the New York Rangers.
Let's go.
And let me tell you another thing.
I told you.
The New York Rangers are a bunch of nobodies. They got no guys on that team. They're the New York no guys. They don't got a guy on that team with cajones, baby. Cajones. Varley came in there. They're backup. That's why we're the plus money tonight, because they have a backup versus the new king. Get out of here. Get out of here. This is my town. This is my house. They want to keep telling me I don't have a place to play. I have a place to play.
Jet life and the Islanders.
Yes, those are my homes. Those are my homes now.
Wow. Artie fired up. By the way, Joe, and Artie brings up a point here. I wanted to just go look for my own, just to see what it is. They still have the Islanders at -112 to make the playoffs.
-112.
And they let you
parlay. Joe, I'm telling you right now, get on the
bandwagon. Eight teams. How about an Islander Devil make the playoff parlay at +154?
Let's do it. I'll do it right now.
But I think even just betting the Islanders alone, the Islanders in the last three weeks, they have some tremendous wins. I mean, they've scored the most third-period goals in the league, I believe I saw it tonight. Right, Artie? They scored the most third-period goals in the NHL so far this year?
They're the rope-a-dopes, Mike. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Lifeless in the first. They hang on to the second. And as long as they have a two-goal makeup, they got cat speed, bro. They're the rope-a-dopes. Like, period. Adam Pellick, bang, and you're like, "Yep, here we go." The more the medicine, baby. That's what they've been doing. I don't want to have to keep doing it this way. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to pop a vein in my forehead every night if I have to keep living through this.
Yeah. Well, look, Artie, it's true, and you get a big win from the Jets too. So, I mean, you got that on Sunday also. Monster win from the Jets.
No.
So you're feeling real good,
Mike. Listen, buddy, I'm sorry. I hope you don't deserve what you got.
I hope you didn't sell your tickets for that one. I hope you went to that one, Artie.
Oh, come on, bro. They were gone.
Tickets.
Listen, I got it.
Joey sold the tickets. Joey sold the tickets on Sunday.
I sold the tickets. I'm a businessman, Joe. What do you want me to do here, bro?
Wasn't expecting to win. That's not true.
Mike, that's not true, and you know that's not true. That's not true, and you know that's not true. You stunads from upstate will buy two times face value to go to MetLife Stadium, idiots. That's what I'm doing. Stunads sat at home and had my buff chip dip and watched you guys flip another one away.
Oh, boy.
All right, Artie. Nice job, Artie.
It was a great win.
I'll give you that. Because
it was a great win. It's been a great weekend for you boys. Hey, listen, enjoy the rest of the night. You're killing it as always.
There you go, Artie. Ron Konkema, one of the all-time greats. I think I'm going to play this right now. They got a -112.
Yeah. I'm gonna
put it because sometimes break. Joe, like sometimes they don't. It's not like the NFL and you know NBA and they don't constantly update these things on real time. You know,
because
I feel like
that. I feel like
because hockey doesn't get no, of course not. No, they don't. And I think that there's sometimes where you can find a couple of wonky lines on the hockey futures. That it, you can kind of slip up on and I
could
just
I throw one more in there like just to get a little crazy or no?
Yeah, you could throw one more in there.
Blues.
Well, I don't know if you could do cross conference. I think it's
you can.
Oh, do they let you do the Islanders and the Blues? Yeah, they let you do both.
The
oh,
Blues
wow.
at +198. You get I did the Islanders, the Devils, and the Blues. Pay +658
Oh wow.
Do we like that?
The Blues haven't looked good, Joe.
I know, but
I know there's
gotta,
a long way
project.
To go. There's a
you gotta
there's
project.
A thousand games left before we get to April.
I know.
But
I mean, we gotta project these things, Carver. You're the hockey guru. I'm
I'd rather do.
On you. You don't like the
about,
Blues, huh?
About 4-1. Islanders, Devils, Kings, Wild.
Islanders, Devils, Wild, and who?
Kings.
Kings?
+404
All to make the plays.
All right. +404 I mean, okay. you could fatten those up with some teams that you know are going to make it. Like, you know, you want to throw like a Florida and a Calgary in there. You bump it up to +553 Ball State in the end zone, Joe. Ball State
that's
in the end zone.
I need the over. I need
team
the
total
over.
Over.
That's good.
Team total over.
Go. He hit it. The kid
34-yard rushing touchdown.
Was that still third quarter, I hope?
How about this guy? You want to talk blue collar? Carson Steele. This kid on Ball State, look at him get the rock, Joe, number 33. He takes it to the yard.
Crap Steele.
Carson Steele. Wow.
Is that on ESPN?
There you go. I don't know what it's on. I have it on here, though. I think it's on the, it might be on the Deuce. I'm not sure. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Haro Tuesdays on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. To Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. She was a fast machine. Seattle, Joe, scored like 30 seconds into the game against Nashville. Right out of the gate, bang. The Kraken are on the board. That's the second half of this TNT doubleheader here tonight. So they're off and running with the late night hockey. And still 21-14, Ball State leading Toledo as we get going there. It is Tuesday, of course, Joe, on Carver and Lisi, and that means that it is time for Rick Haro Tuesdays here on the grid. Rick, good to have you with us as always, my friend. And before we start, let us know, how is the battening down the hatches going at the compound down in Florida? Well, are we getting everything in order for tomorrow?
Thank you for asking. The weather reports still say the storm surge will be anywhere from 4 to 6 feet here, and my house is 5 feet 2 inches above the water. So it'll be pretty dicey. I'm going to get out there and put little paw covers on my dog and have him take some buckets and sand bags, and he and I will try to hold down the fort and see what happens. I'm pretty sure we're going to get out of it okay, but the worst is going to be probably midnight tomorrow night, and that's when everything happens here in Florida. Then the hurricane goes up the state and comes back out again, and it's November, what, 9, 10, whatever the time is. No, this doesn't happen. There is no such thing as a November hurricane. Well, you know, there is because it's happening.
Well, we wish you the best, obviously. I have family down in the Florida area as well, so, you know, stay warm. stay dry, and maybe you can make a docu-series out of it as well. You never know. You just take the book, Rick. We wish you the best, and we want an update, obviously, when you're okay.
Well, of course, the dry is the issue. The warm, I've stayed warm down here all my life. Staying warm here in Florida is not the point, but thank you. I will try to stay dry.
Gets a little cold and chilly down in November and December. It gets a little chilly, a little, you know, jacket type of weather, 50s, high 40s at times.
Come on, jacket now. Type of weather.
Jacket type of weather. And, you know, the good thing is I think the hurricane's gone by Sunday. And we're, you know, excited about the Dolphins going 7-3 against Cleveland and then 8-3 against Houston. And 8-4 and 8-5 in the California swing. And then, you know, listen, everything is so close this time, especially in the AFC East. And, you know, we have more to life here than just our football team, unlike Buffalo and the Bills. But yeah, you got to admire your Bills. They're hanging in there. And, you know, we're coming back to glory days. Honestly, when I look at the way Marino plays.
Here we go. Here we go.
Let me defend Carver. What about your Hurricanes? All that money didn't really buy wins this year, did it, for Mario Big Chest?
Next. Let's talk about, you know, he was better at FIU. He should have stayed at FIU. Or Oregon, you know, whatever. Why did you bring up, you know, that team
home.
That used
Carver
to occupy my attention
I'm a Bills
on Saturday?
Now. Carver, tell
you are.
I'm a Bills barker.
Look, that was gutless on Saturday. You can't lose 45-3 to Free Shoes. You can't lose to a game like that to them, Rick. That's a tough at your house too. That's a very very tough sell.
Well, let me ask you
Miami.
This: as a lifelong Hurricane fan, because this is important for me anyway, for you to give me your assessment.
Yeah,
is the most gutless thing that happened this year? All three at home, getting blown out by Middle Tennessee. Remember, getting blown out by Duke with 8 turnovers, or getting blown out by FSU. It's a pretty close call.
It's a close call.
Or you could be 1-8 against the number like they are. That's even another kick
in
the chops.
That hurts us. I still think it's Florida State just because it's, you know, even when teams are bad, when those two teams play each other, that you know, that's when you're supposed to get the spirited effort and you at least show up and you fight a little bit. And they were just so gutless in the game. I mean, they just had nothing. And I watched a little bit. You want to know why? Because, of course, I backed Miami getting 7.5. So, I was involved in it. Of course, Rick, of course. So, that's why I was there. Let's dive into the 15 for this week. Several topics that definitely interest me. Let's start with, I'm so glad. If there's one thing that's great about the World Series being over, Rick, it's that I don't have to see this Mattress Mac guy at least until the Super Bowl again. Like, at least I can get him out of my life for a little bit because it gets a little too much with him after a while, Rick. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm glad he got his $75 million. God bless him. But I could do with a couple months not having to see him on my social media feeds or on my television.
He bothers you because he's a successful bettor. May 13th, he tells the story about how he places a mobile bet at a 10-1 odds, and he wins. And he also bothers you because he's a very charitable dude, and he gives away a lot of the money to charity, and he offers, opens
his
doors.
I got no problem with
his charity. Relief.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what are you complaining about?
I don't know. It's too much. It's just he's everywhere. I don't know.
He's a media like. He loves the spotlight. He's not doing it understated. He's opportunity.
Does he got to be at every game? Like, do we need to see him every game, every other inning, looking at the phone? Like, can't we just – God, I'm happy for him. Great. I hope – and he does do great things with the money. God bless him. But I just don't need to see him every other inning during the game. I just don't. I don't need to see him that much.
Oh, all right. Well, he's a – you know, he's an Astro fan. The Astros are a dynasty. He wins his money off the Astros. His mattress stores are in Houston. So what's he going to do? Show up at a Iowa Cubs game? I mean, that's listen. You don't have to watch him. You can turn the dial. He's got a brother who is just a really, really nice guy who is a member at the Floridian Club, where I'll name drop. I was there today. It's interesting to play golf on the cusp of a hurricane. Man, if you hit a drive and you're, 30, 40 mile an hour winds carry you, you're there. But now, on the other hand, when you're going against the wind. Anyway, how did we get into talking about my golf game today? How did we get to that?
I don't know. Let's keep it with the storylines. Obviously, Daniel Snyder, he potentially lists the team for sale for $5.4 billion. He goes to the Bank of America to find out what the appetite is. And we've heard about Jeff Bezos and getting involved. What are the odds that he technically sells this team? Is it 50-50 or more like 80-20?
Well, it depends on, complete sale. And now I'd say more like 50-50. It's not guaranteed that he's going to want to give up control. He does want cash. The idea of maybe selling a piece that then would be flipped into control when he dies or when he wants to sell the rest of it. His franchise is so coveted. Everybody loves the Redskins / Commanders, that you want to be able to be in a position to take advantage of that. I said $6.5 billion when I talked to Scotty and others over the last couple of days. But the real key is you need a new stadium. If you don't get the new stadium, the value isn't there. And if I'm Maryland, Virginia, D.C., I'm not going to do business with the current owner until I know there's a new one. Now, how do you thread that needle when you know that you're not going to sell control yet? That's the big issue.
Do you think, Rick, that behind those closed doors, and I know you got the Irsay stuff after the owners' meetings, and I mean, God, Irsay's got his own problems right now, that's for sure. but you had a. Do you think that maybe there is like a little wink, wink, hush, hush? Like, does he talk to Roger or somebody else on the side? It's like, listen, what can you just try to get the hell out of here? Like, we're not trying to make this a big thing, vote you out, do things like that. But, and maybe that's why this. Do you think that stuff goes on, Rick? The little hush, hush, try to get out of here quietly.
Oh yeah, I mean that's the way it happens. And just like Jerry Richardson years ago after his comments and the guys from the Atlanta Hawks, remember that. And frankly, Donald Sterling. I mean, all of that was we don't know, we have the vote yet, but we're going to start accumulating. And it's about time you think about giving up control. Because if you force a guy to sell and everybody knows you got the votes to do that, all of a sudden the offers come in that are much lower. It's like a distressed real estate sale. And the lower the value on the sale, the worse it is for everybody in the NFL. So the wink, wink, nod, nod definitely happens.
I saw the NASCAR stuff that you had with their ratings and all that. And I know me and you have been down this road before. Just like, it's just hard because they just don't have the names that they used to have. Right? I mean, that's why I think that's what hurts them the most. And we can talk about this when we come back. Like, I don't know. I mean, it used to have Gordon and Earnhardt, Tony Stewart, and I just feel those guys were so recognizable. It just doesn't feel like NASCAR has that anymore. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're talking to Haro on a Tuesday. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. It's Tuesday night. That means it's a Haro Tuesday. Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider, always joins us in the first hour on Carver and Lisi. All right, Rick, as I was going to break, I was bringing up the NASCAR stuff, and I know they put together a fantastic season. The viewership was up 4%, but I find it the hard thing for me, and maybe the casual sports fan, is that you don't have, like, you used to know the top, like, three or four drivers in NASCAR, and you never even had to watch a race. Like, they'd be everywhere. I was mentioning Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart. Those guys were just so big. And if you want to go even further back than that, Richard Petty, et cetera, et cetera. I just don't feel that way anymore, Rick. Am I missing something? Is there somebody I should know that I'm a pretty big sports fan. I mean, I do this every day. And I just, obviously, I know a name if I hear it, but they're not in that limelight like all those other guys were.
Well, let me go even further. So, you know, you ask the average sports fan who won the NASCAR championship this year, and, you know, most people wouldn't know Joey Logano and wouldn't know what he did in Phoenix. And obviously the ratings are better and higher. So it's not just that. That's interesting. But, you know, Jimmy Johnson's coming back. He's teaming with Petty Racing. He tried the IndyCar route, and it wasn't as satisfying for him. So that'll be a big deal. But it's not Jeff Gordon, and it's not Dale Earnhardt. And, you know, it's not the guys from Owen, it's not even Tony Stewart. So, you know, you can't just make a star. They've got to come and do their own thing. You know, in many ways, golf has done that. The LIV Tour has now kind of changed all that. We don't think about the lack of stars and the staying power and who's the next guy. We think of who got stolen by LIV and who didn't. But it really is fundamentally some of the same stuff. You know, who is the next guy? And it's the same issue. And for that matter, you know, who will it be in tennis after the big three leave on the men's side? Is it Alcaraz? Maybe. You know, he's Spanish. We don't know him really well. But, you know, it's big-time name stars in sports, I guess, are cyclical, and you can't just wish them to happen.
Yeah, I agree with Carver. I even know NASCAR guys back in the day. Terry Labonte, Buddy Baker, Dick Trickle. I mean, the list goes on and on. Come on. I agree. Carver, I don't know. I know Joey Logano because, actually, I bet on him a couple of weeks ago. He didn't win a race, so 9.5-1. So, not complaining there, Rick. But the 2022 Breeders' Cup was an instant classic, a great success. Talk to us about that.
Well, and, you know, in Pharrell's own style, he said, you know, who gives a darn about the breeder? I don't know who they are. Well, yeah. Other people do. Oh. And frankly, you know, Flightline, you know, maybe the best horse this side of Secretariat, and we know these horses coming out of the Breeders' Cup. Now, you know, he's coming from a different perspective, and so am I. But we would go down to Gulfstream Park 15, 20 years ago, November 5, NBC, you know, big deal. That was the big racing event in the fall. Keeneland is not Gulfstream, and the economic impact isn't as big, but we're betting on it. And just like we bet on horse racing and boxing years ago when kind of it was the first sport that really kind of started the whole betting thing, I guess we're there now with that too. And Breeders' Cup's great. You bet on it, and it's not going away.
Do you think, Rick, that, like, obviously horse racing, it was on a decline even before this boom in the last few years of all these states legalizing mobile betting, et cetera, et cetera. But do you think that even less people bet on horse racing now because they have that option to go and bet on everything else? Whereas back in the day, people bet on horse racing a lot because it was the only really legal thing you could bet on. You couldn't bet on everything else outside of Nevada. And now you can almost everywhere. And has that taken a hit to horse racing?
Yeah, I think there are two elements to that. The one is, you know, people who actually go to horse racing for entertainment purposes. And, you know, most of the facilities have become so difficult to deal with economically that they're turning them into OTB centers. So that was going that way anyway. And the other one is if you're going to be betting and you have mobile devices and you have a chance to bet on your favorite basketball, football, hockey, baseball team, et cetera, you're not going to bet on the parimutuel racing. You're just not. So it's taken a hit, and you know, you're still waiting for the big races in the industry. And you know, you remember the Triple Crown. NBC has a big investment in it. Yum and other major corporate sponsors did too. It's important that first week, and then it's Kentucky Derby, and it's important the next 2 weeks, you know, with the Preakness. And if that same horse doesn't win both, Belmont goes away, and then the rest of the races go away.
Well, quick update. Eastern Michigan takes care of Akron, Carver. They win but don't get the cover, so there we go. But Thursday night football, Rick, right? They actually shown an uptick in terms of sign of viewership and life. I mean, these games have been absolutely terrible to bet on. From the gambling aspect, they're pathetic. But viewership has actually gone up now in terms of these marquee Thursday night games?
Well, and stabilizing. And that's the important aspect of it. Because Amazon, remember, gets two pieces. They get the viewership in and of itself for advertising. Then they get the fans who will subscribe to Amazon Prime because they can't find it otherwise. And then at the end of the day, they will subscribe. And so what you're thinking about is the opportunity not just to get the weekly viewer, but to pick up subscriptions as well, which is exactly what they're trying to do.
What's our weekly look around the states in terms of turning the light on, Rick? I did see that you had in it this week. Who was it? Where was it? Where was it? Where was it? All right, I lost. I saw the DraftKings thing in there, which you had. Their shares have...
Well, but the biggest issue, let me interrupt, is...
Down. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that too. But the biggest issue is California. And it's still too early to call. Yeah. Too early to call. As a lot of these races are, especially on the West Coast. But you put all the money in the world into the California betting issues. You got two issues which were viewed by the voters as competitive. One for the Indian Casino, Indian Land one, and then one for the big boys, you know, DraftKings, FanDuel, et cetera. And,
right.
You know, maybe they wait for two more years, which is the earliest they could before the next referendum, and you have one big one. But they spent $400 million. $400 million on trying to get this approved. And, you know, let's not call the race yet, but it doesn't look good.
Rick, I want to bring up the Professional Fighters League. So they launched a 24/7, what, ad-supported streaming TV channel. Now, what's the difference, to let people know, what's the difference between the Professional Fighters League and, like, MMA in that regard, or UFC?
It's a different group of people. Representing, you know, cities, getting different stars. The rules are slightly different, but what they did was it's a you know, think of a competitive organization where it's more similarities than differences. But you know, they're attempting, like a lot of the niche sports, do their own streaming channel, get their own sponsors, create their own opportunities for content, and that's exactly what they're doing here.
Does it have life, though? Does it have, like, could it be a network, like a channel that gets picked up eventually? Does it have that much of a viewership and following? And could we start betting on it in terms of the states?
Yeah. Well, yes. The answer is they, like all of the other niche sports, totally depend on their ability to attract gamblers. And so, yes, they're going to bet on it. You're going to create stars, like we talked about earlier in this, who will be, you know, the names that are going to be recognizable. They'll turn into sponsored fighters. And, yeah, the betting piece will save that entity once it gets more established.
Rick, you're going to be there in a couple of weeks, Qatar, for the World Cup, which is now less than 2 weeks away. I believe it was a week from Sunday is going to be the opening game. With Qatar in it, and it's already like all this stuff just starts to trickle out. And look, everybody wants to watch the soccer. I know that that's going to be the main focus for everybody once it starts. But there obviously are a lot of issues with having this thing in that country. I mean, you had the Joker Blatter even come out and say, "Man, did we screw up? We should have gave it to the United States." And he's one of the guys who, you know, was benefiting the most at the time from them making that move. But they're writing letters now to teams saying, "Focus on the football. not ideological or political battle that exists. I could just see, Rick, there's going to be some kind of problem there. You know, not something that, you know, God forbid, you know, something, you know, violence-wise, but there's going to be some kind of problem with people getting in trouble that normally wouldn't get in trouble anywhere else. I could just see it already.
Well, yeah, and, you know, what they've done is spend billions, which are easy for them because they have billions, to increase their tourist trade. They want to be more like Dubai, and they want to be more like places where people will go when this event doesn't happen. So, you know, they spent a lot of money building these stadiums. A number of them, I'm going to cover it when I get there, are collapsible, and they're going to take them down, and they're going to send them to countries in Africa to promote their soccer program, which only a country awash in oil money can do. But yet, you know, I'm already getting the restrictions about what you can and can't do and being very careful about it and, you know, taking it seriously. And it's all set up to be a logistical fairyland, meaning, you know, 8 stadiums in the 35 miles, and the transportation is great, the subway system's amazing, and the golf courses, et cetera. But there is more to it than that. We know that, and I'll, you know, cover it and do the best I can and, you know, talk to you about it when I'm there and when I'm back.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the distance – I know it's obviously not – it's got to be the smallest country, right, that's hosted this event in the past, and the distance from the stadium's 35 miles. That's pretty good, but it's going to be very interesting in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward – you know how much I love the event. I mean they're also buying fans too. I saw that too, where they're – the tourism bureau of the country is paying for fans of other countries to go there in exchange for, like, positive social media posts and things like that. So there's a lot of strange stuff, Rick, that's going on over there. Before we get out of here, I love the Tiger, Rory, Justin, and Spieth match thing. I love those things because I'm a golf guy. So I think that's going to be really cool. And Joe is very pumped up about LSU beating Alabama, Rick, just so you know. Very pumped up.
Yeah, well, both of those are kind of cool. And I can't wait. I can't wait for the match. And it was a great weekend last week in college football. And an amazing weekend in the NFL. Man, watch those Dolphins.
Man, that course they're going to play at's under lights, Rick? I got like 10 seconds. Under the lights they're going to do that thing in Florida? That's crazy. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's wild. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Rick. Rick Caro here on The Grid. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. Keep rocking after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
I'll tell you what then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. Tied at 21 in the fourth between Toledo and Ball State. You need points in that, huh? What'd you play it at?
54.5. I need two scores. One of them.
All right. Okay.
The game sort of slowed down, though, with about 5 minutes left.
But you're not taking any water on the boat yet. You're okay. You still got time here. You got a lifetime.
Thanks, Cap.
You got a lifetime to go here.
Thanks,
meanwhile,
Cap.
Ohio is up 16 on Miami of Ohio.
Yeah,
and what'd you say? That Akron didn't make it happen, huh? The Zips fell?
They covered. They lost outright.
34-28,
but they were catching in-game 9.5 and 7.5 pregame.
In the hockey tonight, the Predators got blitzed in the first period by the Kraken. How's 4-0 sound?
They got cracked, huh?
How's 4-0? 4 goals on 6 shots. That's not what you want for Yuri Saros. So he's gone. How about a live total 7.5 with 4 on the board after 1, Joe? You get another 4 goals in the last 2 periods?
These hockey totals have been killing me.
I know.
Every time I jump on, the game slows down.
There is college basketball, Joe.
We're going to jump on college hoops now? All of a sudden, we're in the heart of college football season.
It is weird when the college basketball starts. Georgetown in overtime against Coppin State right now. All right, we got another hour to go. When we come back, we'll talk about the new college football playoff rankings. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, hour two after this.